Good morning to you. Talking about the jobs front now, the Lagan Construction Group, which comprises of 30 companies, are putting four of those into administration. The four Lagan companies being put into administration are Lagan Construction Group Holdings Limited, Lagan Construction Group Limited, Lagan Building Contractors Limited, and Lagan Water Limited. Let me speak to Jamie DeLargy, business writer. Jamie, good morning.
Good morning, Frank.
Jamie, first of all, for people who may not be familiar, tell us about Lagan. We do see their signage on massive bills around the city.
Yeah, Lagan are a pretty impressive construction operation. You mentioned the four companies that are going into administration. I just had a quick look at the most recent return, accounts return for Lagan Construction Group Holdings. I mean, this is a very sizable operation. We're talking about in 2016, turnover of over £200 million. So this is a pretty staggering blow to the local economy that a company of this scale is going into administration. It will have, people will see, will have seen it's the signage around the countryside. This is a major blow that these four companies are going into administration, and one would fear for the jobs of those workers who are affected.
Michael Lagan, who's the group Lagan Construction Group chairman, has said, "It is with great sadness and reluctance that we've had to take this course of action. We've had a long-standing relationship with many subcontractors and suppliers. We hope the process of administration will be smooth and that disruption to both projects and jobs will be minimal." Is there a possibility here that some of these subcontractors who are due to be paid by the likes of Lagan, that payment will now be in difficulty or not?
Well, we will have to hear from the people who take over. That will be some form of accountancy company. We haven't had a statement as far as I can see from them, and they will immediately be assessing the situation, seeing what the position of the workers is, what the position of the suppliers, and what money there is to pay them. So I don't think it would be appropriate to say anything about that. What I would say, and unless the legal position has changed, but when I last looked at this issue of a company going into administration, the problem is that let's say I'm a customer, a client of that company, and I'm getting work done, the going into administration means that I no longer have to continue with the contract. So whereas Michael Lagan is saying that he hopes disruption will be minimal, the situation is that those current clients, those people who are doing business with the companies that are going into administration, have the option of saying, sorry, our arrangement is an end. Now, it may be that there may be some conditions which would mean that the customers, the clients, would have to continue with the contract. But when I last looked at this, and it was in relation to another large construction company, when I sort of was thinking that because these contracts are out there, there would be value, it was explained to me that the clients, the customers, the current customers, essentially can walk away from the contracts. So unless the administrator can move in and persuade those customers and those clients to stick with the new company, because it is these four companies have now gone, and they will be replaced by four companies, which will be operated by the accountancy company, the professional services company. Unless they can persuade the clients, the customers, to stick with their contracts, I do think there is a real risk to those jobs. But again, and I would stress this, that it really depends on just how the administrators are able to handle the situation, and one would hope that they will be able to rescue as much business as possible. But there is definitely a shadow over both the jobs of the workers affected and presumably the suppliers who in a sense, have not yet been paid.
Okay. Jamie, thank you very much indeed. Jamie DeLargy, four Lagan companies, as I say, there are 30 altogether. There are 26 other Lagan companies. We're heading towards the news at 10.